In vibe coding, creativity builds the system. Security decides whether it gets to exist in the real world.
Wait, hold on. You can't just open with that and keep walking. Explain that properly.
Okay, let me back up a step.
And before I forget, hey, for anyone just tuning in, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Cayo. That's right, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking about artificial intelligence.
Very meta.
Right? I'm basically the product talking about the product. But anyway, vibe coding, what on earth is that?
So, vibe coding at its core is building software by talking to AI. You describe what you want in plain language, and you let the AI write most of the code for you.
Like, I say I want a system that does X and it just does it?
Basically, the guy who named it was Andrei Karpathy, who's one of the most well-known AI people out there. He described this way of coding where you almost give in to the vibe, you know? You feel it out, you chat, you adjust.
So anyone can build a system now? Is that what you're telling me?
Look, more people than you'd think. I've seen non-developers put together a landing page, an internal CRM, a whole automation, a product prototype, without mastering a framework, without knowing databases inside out.
Wow.
And that's the turning point, Marina. The barrier moved. Building software used to be a technical barrier. Now it's starting to be a creative and strategic one.
Dig into that, because that's the part that got me.
Think about it this way. AI already knows how to write a ton of code. That's almost a commodity now. What it can't do on its own is understand the customer's real pain, what the business should prioritize, what makes something simple to use, what the product's differentiator is.
Mm-hmm.
So the edge isn't knowing how to write every line anymore. It's imagining, structuring, testing, and steering the AI well.
Let me make sure I get it with an example. If I come in and say, build me a sales app.
Then you get something generic, soulless. Now, if you say, look, my salesperson wastes time hunting for old proposals, I want a screen showing their last 5 clients with a button to duplicate a proposal.
Now that's a whole different story.
A whole different world. That second request has a vision of the problem. It has flow. It has priority. The AI executes way better. Good prompting is basically flow design.
Okay, but now the annoying question. Are people who coded their whole lives screwed in all this?
No, and I hate that false fight. It's not creative versus coder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new combination. Someone who's coded their whole life and learns to think like a product creative becomes unbeatable. And someone who's creative and picks up a bit of technical skill levels up a lot too. The problem is whoever stays stuck on just one side.
Speaking of problems, can I tell you a scene I think everyone's lived through?
Go for it.
You ask for the system. It opens. It saves the data. It even looks nice. It works. And you think, done. I'm finished.
Yep. And that is exactly where the problem hides.
Why? It worked.
It working and it being secure are two completely different things. The AI generates code that runs, but that can have invisible flaws under the hood.
What kind of flaws?
Weak authentication or none at all, an API key leaking right there in the middle of the code, out in the open, permissions too wide open, where any user can see anyone else's data. File uploads with no validation, a vulnerable dependency nobody reviewed.
Yikes. And is that actually common, or are you being dramatic?
It's common. Security analyses of AI-generated code keep flagging the same patterns. Code injection, command injection, missing authentication, insecure configuration. It's not the exception, it's recurring.
And the worst part is the average person sees none of it.
Exactly. To them, everything's beautiful. The screen opens, the data saves, the hole only shows up when someone with bad intentions finds it before you do.
Okay, you scared me on purpose, I know. But so what does a person do? Become a security expert overnight?
You don't have to. And that's the good news. You don't need to become an expert in everything. You need to know how to ask the right questions of the AI and of yourself.
What questions?
In plain human language, does this have authentication? Does it have per user permissions? Does it validate incoming data? Is there a log of what's happening? Is there a backup? Is there a rate limit so nobody abuses it? Is there any data exposed that shouldn't be?
And can you learn the basics of that without being an actual dev?
You can, easily. protect your API keys, separate test and production environments, access control, review your dependencies now and then, and test before you go live. It's a pretty digestible starter kit.
And there's a way of thinking about it, right? You can't just leave security for the end.
That's the right mindset. There's a famous security framework, OWASP, and its main insight is simple. Security isn't the last step. It's part of the process from day one. You ask, is this secure? While you're building, not after.
So let me try to sketch out this ideal professional the way I understood it.
Let's hear it.
It's not just the traditional coder. It's not just the creative with zero technical skill. It's someone who combines product vision, creativity, this whole well-crafted prompting thing, a sense of architecture, and the security basics. Is that it?
That's it. I just tweak one word, combines. The verb is combines. The future isn't picking a side, it's adding them up.
And for whoever's listening, who's a founder, a leader, what's the practical takeaway?
Start building. Seriously, use vibe coding, prototype, move fast. But create a security review ritual before anything goes to production. A fixed checklist. Nothing goes live without passing through it.
Creativity to build, ritual to protect.
Perfect. Because in the end, the future of development doesn't belong to whoever codes best. It belongs to whoever imagines best, explains best, tests best, and protects best. AI turned creativity into code. Now it's on us to turn that code into trustworthy software.
What a great closer. And this is where I thank you for sticking with us all the way to the end.
Really, thank you.
If you take one thing from this episode, take this. Vibe coding opened the door for you to build with an idea, not a diploma. But working isn't the same as being secure. So build, yes, and build a review ritual before you release it into the world. Test this idea out this week, put together a prototype, and tell me in the comments where you got stuck. We'll keep this conversation going over there.
Imagine better, protect better. Until next time.
Big hug, everyone. Bye-bye.